you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. Don't be deceived, my dear brother. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heaven lights, who does not change like swifting shadows. He chooses to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be the kind of first fruit of all he created. That was James chapter 1, verses 16 through 18.
And that voice was Jeff Yoswick.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Jeff, for joining us. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is finally Friday, June 19th, 2026. We're excited to continue with our study through this book of James.
Absolutely.
And joining us again are the dynamic duo. We appreciate Pastor Rick Mulkins and the beloved First Lady Deanne, and them participating again in today's edition of Mark and Friends. Pastor Mark Johnson of Calvary Church here in Springfield is not available, and so my go-to pastor is Pastor Rick, and he has a great son too. I've appreciated Rick Jr., but we have the senior in the studio with us, and we're going to continue with our study. Last week, we only got a couple verses. We looked at 12 through 15. Now, this book of James is filled with wisdom, points of application. We're going to learn a lot of how to walk faithfully as a disciple of Jesus, how to have the fragrance of Christ upon us. So we're good ambassadors for God. But today we're going to look at not being deceived and recognizing the good gifts that come from God. So Pastor Rick, is there an opening statement or something you want our listeners to know about the book of James or something specifically in these verses we'll be covering today?
Yes. Actually, as you already mentioned, the book of James is a book of wisdom. It's not a very long book. It's only 5 chapters, some 108 verses in length. But it packs a punch. And I think the conversation apparently at that point in time was in verse 16, where it says, don't be deceived. Apparently some people must have had some misinformation. But as it goes on to say for us, that our God is a good God, and that every good and perfect gift is from above. And the thing about our God, he desires to give good gifts to his children. So again, I think James is letting us know that God is an outstanding father. No different than you and I. I mean, we love to give good gifts to our own children, in the natural, in the flesh. And by saying that, God desires to give good gifts to his children. So we learn that he's a good and a perfect God.
I love the book of Proverbs.
Yes.
And what happens is you get this look at James in the New Testament.
Yes.
And I feel like it's the Proverbs of the New Testament.
Mm-hmm. It is,
you know,
yes.
You find all this wisdom that he is giving us. It's like the wisdom for daily living, you know, is the book of James.
I like this verse, don't be deceived. So that kind of implies, can we be deceived?
Well,
Do we get deceived at times?
Yes.
What's that all about?
Yes. What's going on here is he's letting the people know, don't be deceived, because there must have been conversation going on at that time and people were being deceived to some degree. But James is telling us and telling the people of that day, do not be deceived. And the only way we're going to know truth is staying in God's word.
Mm-hmm.
If we adhere to the word of God, that's truth. The Bible says it's the liberty, it's the truth of God that sets people free. And that's why if we want truth, that's where we have to go, right to God's word.
Yeah, and I like this verse 17, every good and perfect gift is from above.
Yeah, that's good.
For those joining us in the studio today, what are some of those good and perfect gifts you've received from God? And I appreciate those that have prayed up last week. When I say prayed up, prayed for, prayed and thank God. I remember somebody praying just for the fact that there's running water, homes to stay in, some of the necessities we can forget or take that for granted. But all these good and perfect gifts are from God.
That is
so
true.
What are some of those gifts that we're all thankful for?
I think I'm thankful for friends in the church.
Mm-hmm.
There has been friends that I've had before I was saved, and they decided to not be my friend anymore. So I'm happy and I'm glad to have friends in the church and other Christian friends. So that's one thing.
That's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness.
Oh.
I'm grateful for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Without Christ, we would have no forgiveness.
Yeah. His mercies are new every day.
Every day, every morning, they're new. I thank the Lord for repentance because it's God that allows us to repent. It's the Holy Spirit that brings upon conviction. If there is no conviction, there's no repentance. Mm. And so conviction is good, but that's, again, that's God's gift. That's good. Like we were saying, it's God's love. It's drawing us to Him because He wants to have koinonia, fellowship with you and I.
Pastor Rick, how about this coming down from the Father of heavenly lights? That's kind of an unusual reference, that coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a very interesting term because we don't really talk in that language today. But again, it goes to show us that God is light, God is love, God is all these precious things, He is good. And it goes on to say that He doesn't change, He's not like shifting shadows. And I think the bottom line is here, we can trust Him. No matter what the challenge may be, good or bad, He's a good God. He's a God that desires to give good gifts to His children, and we can trust Him.
In Him, there is no darkness.
That's right. Right.
And that's what I like about the heavenly light.
No
lights.
Darkness
There is no
whatsoever.
Darkness in Him.
I was waiting for Liz to jump up and said, that reminds me of Jesus being the light of the world.
Oh, there you go. Come on, Joyce.
Right.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
And you know, another good gift is every day is a gift. And when I wake up in the morning, it's just so exciting to know that God is the same today as He was yesterday.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
that we can experience His blessings and serve mm-hmm. Him. And so I'm really appreciate that because, you know, many years ago I had a brain aneurysm. And every day I thank God that it's another new day.
That's good, Joyce. Yeah, I agree.
And I think put the icing on the cake is the fact that Jesus Christ, God sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross for every one of us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I love here, too, how it says He does not change.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so important.
Yes.
You know, today they're shifting sands every day.
He's
you know,
the same yesterday, today,
a lot of
forever.
People, one day they're like this and another day they change, but the Lord never changes.
Yeah, and we all have or tend to have mood swings at times.
We have that tendency at times, yes.
But God isn't like that.
No.
Thank God He's not. That's found what Hebrews 13, it talks about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
He chose to give us birth through the word of truth. Now, that's one of the things I appreciate about you, Pastor Rick. You value God's word.
Amen.
You preach God's word.
I
you
do.
Like to divide it, to study
yes.
it,
yes.
to memorize it, to think about it, and then to seek God as you would deliver a message on Sunday. So it's fresh. It's applicable.
Yes.
It's something that you're living through. For the person that's saying, oh, it's archaic, it's hard to understand, I can't make sense of it, what would be your advice or counsel, or how would we encourage them to recognize it's breathing, it's living, it's active?
Yes, and you gave an interesting word, archaic. It's definitely not archaic. Mm. God's word is fresh every day. If we really want to live life, it's through the born-again experience. And we truly trust the Lord, and we are regenerated, we are born again. That's when life really begins. And so it's not a book that's archaic. This is a book that is active, as you said. It's found in Hebrews. It's alive, and it's moving, and it's trying to draw all of us back to that relationship with Jesus Christ.
Right. And the versions that they have today, they're very easy to read.
Some of
and
them
so,
are, yes.
you know, sometimes you pick up that King James version. I mean, great poetry. And
poetry,
but the problem is sometimes, you know, we don't speak that language any longer. So you can get a version that you can understand. And His word is truth. And I just, you know, I love that.
You ask us to ask for wisdom.
Yes.
Which
you
supplies.
And Joyce, you or anyone can jump in, but the fact that it's living and active. So somebody tuning in that doesn't recognize how the Holy Spirit and God and Jesus, Jesus being the Word, the Holy Spirit helping power the Word to bring conviction and insight, and it reveals God's character. I mean, all these pages are supernaturally, if you will, put together for our benefit, for us to understand who Jesus is, to know how God works throughout history and how He loves humanity, but that it's living and active. Somebody wants to testify to something you read 10 years ago, you're reading it today and it's different, and 10 years from now it might reveal new truth, not necessarily new truth, but new insights or expressions that you hadn't pondered before or are more relevant. So somebody want to talk about how God's word is living and active?
truly it is living and active. And what we tend to forget is that, okay, if you are coming to read God's word without knowing Christ or being born again or being born of the Spirit, it's very difficult to understand God's word. And because God's word is so active and so powerful that it takes the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit to illuminate all that is there for you to read and understand. It's like a light bulb. The light bulb difference comes in when you're born again and when you're not. That's what personal experience is with people.
And let me tag on that if I would, because when you were saying that, June, it reminded me of a scripture in 1 Corinthians 2:14. It says, the man without the Spirit of God does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolish to them.
Yes.
So in the natural mind, it don't make sense. But in the spiritual, it makes a lot of sense. And that's the importance of why it says in the book of John in the 4th chapter, remember the conversation with Jesus and Nicodemus, you must be born again. And when you do, then that word becomes alive. And I mean, that fresh revelation is there.
Right.
And that's what God wants us to seek after.
And also, here's another thing. It's not a book. The Bible is not a book that you put up on the shelf and you take it down and you read it once and then you put it back on the shelf.
No,
you don't do that.
No.
Because this word, being living and active, I have been studying this word for close to 40 years. And for 40 years, I'm still reading it, still finding treasure in the Word of God, you know, and learning new things all the time. That's that life in the Word.
Yeah.
And listening, friends, say you're going to maybe make a practice beginning today to start reading it. James is a great book. Pastor Mark Johnson has said many times, read it 4, 5, 7 different times. Saturate yourself with it. Get into the book of John or begin in Genesis, but there are some more difficult passages in Leviticus and other things that you could be bogged down with. But what I think is a great method or means is when you open up this book, the Bible, God's love letter to us, just say a simple prayer like, God, help me understand, help me interpret, help me know you better through the reading, help me find points of application, help it direct my life. He will honor that. Just trust me on that. He will honor anyone who seeks after him. We shared this last week about James 4:8, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Well, if you ask him with intentionality that you want to learn about him through these words that are on the pages of the Bible, he will honor it.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Was this the first, with the first fruits being the first real disciples?
Yes, they can be. That would be an extension. But of course, Jesus Christ was our first fruit.
Right.
He resurrected from the grave. But yes, we follow that.
The disciples.
Yes, absolutely.
And here James is, and these were Jewish believers.
Yes.
So they thought they knew it all. And they found out that they didn't.
Absolutely.
I think that's what all of us kind of go through. You know, we think we know everything, and then God shows us something else, you know, that we don't know.
But you know what's very interesting, too? If you do a little research on the book of James, okay, that's the half-brother of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And the Bible says he grew up in the same home as Jesus, but yet he didn't believe. You think about that. Mm-hmm. He lived in the same house, and yet he didn't believe. It wasn't until after Jesus came to him personally that he realized that, yes, my half-brother is the Son of the living God.
Right.
And there's a lot of times that people don't believe. But when the Lord, the Holy Spirit, would come to them and begin to speak into their life, then all of a sudden it's like the light bulb turns on. And they begin to read. I found in my own life personally, many, many years ago when I first got saved, the more I read, the hungrier I got.
Yes.
I couldn't put the word down.
Yes.
I took the Bible to work. I read it on my breaks. Mm-hmm. I read it on my lunch hour. Mm-hmm. I went home, and this is the truth. I went home, my wife will tell you, I studied God's word from 4:30 right at my dinner table until the time I went to bed. I couldn't get enough of the word.
Right.
I just had such a hunger.
Mm-hmm.
And when people would truly open their heart to receiving Christ, mm-hmm. he can birth that same thing into them, mm-hmm. and that they would have that desire, mm-hmm. that they would just continue to read and study and mm-hmm. realize that God is everything he says he is, and even more so.
Yeah.
And the fact that Jesus claimed to be the truth, I am the way and the truth,
yes.
and hear the word of truth. And I wrote down, wasn't it Pilate that talked about, like, and Jesus said, I am the
truth. What is truth?
Yeah.
Yes.
I am the truth.
Absolutely, yes.
That is where that relationship with God begins, with recognizing Jesus as Lord and Savior. But he is the truth, and that claim in John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Yes, John 1.
God's Word, this Bible, is in many senses not only a love letter, but it's an instruction manual.
Right.
It's something that recounts how God worked throughout history through a people, and how he worked through a Savior, and how there's an eternity, a destiny for all of us, and those of us that choose the Lord Jesus Christ will spend it in heaven.
Amen.
And there's a destiny that those that reject God and do not receive his gift of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, they are destined towards hell, which is separation from God. So we would hope that you would continue to draw near to him, that you would read the scriptures, that you would get in a good Bible-believing church where you can foster those relationships with other people on faith journeys, and that you would read his word daily and think about it and meet with others and talk about it. And this book of James, as we've been going through it on Fridays for a few months now, will continue, but he chose to give us birth. So that's kind of like a new start through the word of truth.
Amen.
Not only through these scriptures, but through the word of truth, Jesus Christ, that we might be a kind of first fruit. So what's good about first fruits, anyone?
It's like the freshness, the purity. God always asks us to bring the first, you know, back in the Old Testament, the first animal, the firstborn, the first, and everything. And I think that once that first is there, then there's second and third and fourth and so on. And one of the things, when you were speaking earlier, it reminded me about people always say, well, you know, the Christian faith. What is the Christian faith? It's not a one-time thing. It's a dailiness.
Yeah.
It's a constant every day.
Right.
God's grace, his mercies, everything.
Every day.
It's like practicing God's presence throughout your day. It's like people ask, what is prayer? Prayer is having conversations with God throughout your day.
Yeah.
As a Christian, you never not have conversations with God. Just like you talk about you and your wife being together for all these years. If you don't have conversations with her, then you don't have a relationship.
Correct.
And the same thing with God. Throughout the day, you have to have conversations with him. When you have difficulties, you ask him for wisdom. When you have stuff in your heart, you repent, ask God to forgive you and to forgive others and so on. So it's so dynamic. It's beautiful.
It is
a beautiful thing to just walk hand in hand with God.
And I'm glad you said that, June, because someone recently asked me, how did Deanne and I be together 49 years? Mm-hmm. Of course, number one answer is Jesus Christ.
Right.
But communication was very, very important. And that's what we're talking about here, having that communication, that dialogue with Jesus.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have that conversation, you know, things, of course, they just fall apart. Mm-hmm. But having that communion every day, perpetually, that's what keeps us together with Christ. And that's what he desires.
And I was thinking about those first fruits. Those are oftentimes the best, too.
I was thinking.
The priests, didn't they used to that olive oil? I forget what the sacrifice they would carve off or they would sample the very best, the cream or the top of it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the very first fruits were always the very best.
They were the best.
And that's kind of what we want to give to God each and every day, our very best, our commitment, our surrendering to him, so that those fruits will be evident. And those first fruits, I've been thinking a lot about the fruit of the Spirit. And anytime we operate outside of that love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, we're operating in the flesh. And I said this with Dr. Kevin Teal the other day, that whenever we're outside of God's will, those fruits aren't evident. So we're no longer patient. We're not kind. We're not considerate. Dr. Teal, we kidded about the fact that God hammered him on a verse. Well, God's hammered me on that Ephesians verse.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, absolutely.
Pastor Rick, in our closing minute or two, how about saying a prayer for maybe somebody that's just beginning their faith journey or hasn't even began their faith journey, but is intrigued by this concept of a God that loves them and that we can experience his closeness, his tenderness, and then also maybe the senior saint who's reveling in God's word and that relationship and looking forward to eternity. But how about closing our time in prayer, offering up this book of James and maybe today's lesson?
All right, absolutely. I would love to. Gracious Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our listening audience, Father. And Father, I just pray for that one specific person out there that is really trying to draw close to you. Father, I just pray that your word would become alive in their heart. I pray, Lord God, that you would draw them near. And Father, I pray for the skeptic as well. There's somebody out there that doesn't really agree. They have a different opinion. But Father, I know, Lord God, that you're able to come upon men and women's hearts, Lord, and cause them to make a change. Father, I know in my own life, Lord, that I was a hard-headed man. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit began to continue to tug at my heart. And finally, one day, I realized that this Jesus Christ is real. It's not some figment of my imagination. It's the real thing. And I just pray for our people, Lord God, that they would realize that God desires to have a relationship with them. And Father, I also pray for the man or the woman out there that's been saved for many, many years. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would give them a hunger for your word. And I've had people say, Pastor, I don't have that hunger. And I would tell them, force feed. If you don't have a hunger for God's word, force yourself daily to read God's word. And I believe with all my heart, as you begin to do that, you would have that desire. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for everyone that is here today, even in the studio audience, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that your word continues to be anointed as it is. And Father, just help every one of us, Lord, just truly to be followers of Jesus Christ, that we can be disciples of your word. Help us, Lord God, to live a life and that other people around us will see that Jesus Christ is in us and living through us. And Father, hopefully and prayerfully, Lord, that would draw many people unto you because, Lord, you are the author of life. It's all about you. And we just praise you. We thank you for all that you have done. And I just pray, Lord God, that we continue to glorify your name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Rick and First Lady Deanne, and joining us for today's edition of Mark and Friends. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, want to hear it again or pass it on to a friend, stop by greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org, and you can listen anytime under the Mark and Friends tab. And a sneak preview for next Friday, we'll be looking at My Dear Brothers, Take Note of This. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, for man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Oh, powerful truths, listening friend. I hope you'll read the book of James this weekend and maybe all week long, as Pastor Mark has shared in the past. It's only 5 chapters, so spend Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday reading a chapter, and do it a number of times. God will reveal truth to you, and it'll help you on your faith journey. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Rick Mulkin and Deanne Mulkin and a room of friends with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm fired up. I'm ready to do more.
I may do another program or two.